Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, a pleasant Monday as we do the podcast. Al Dukes is home, probably on dog walk number 4 of the day. Good for him. So Brian Rascona sits in on the podcast. What up there, Rascona?
What's going on, Jerry? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Into a very busy week, which we will get into in just a moment in terms of the holidays. So I got a couple of different things that I saw that are a little old. They're a couple days old, I guess, like 2 days old. But I saw these in the New York Post, and then we're going to get to something you said at the end of the Boomer and Geo show that I found very interesting as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you the headline first in the New York Post. This was dated December 20th, so we're a couple of days old. This was a Saturday morning article. The headline is, Naughty and Nice, OnlyFans star Alex Lynx reveals high-end gifts men buy her for Christmas.
Okay.
So it got me to thinking, we hear about all these OnlyFans models that just make a fortune. There's a lot that don't, clearly. But there was a documentary, not a documentary, but a conversation, and I'm forgetting who it was with right now. Al turned me on to it. It was about an OnlyFans model and her husband. They were breaking up, though, and the amount of money that they were making, which was just unbelievable. And one of the things where they made so much money came in from the gifts that people send in, the cash gifts. Now, you don't take me as an OnlyFans type of guy.
No, I am
my
not.
My question would be, if you weren't married... Right. And you are, how old are you now?
43. Same okay. as G.
So 43, single. No prospects, no girlfriend at the moment. Maybe you're in between. Would you be the type of guy to have OnlyFans accounts? Because I don't know that I wouldn't. I've been married for 25 years now. 25, 26 years, whatever. My God, 26 years. Been with my wife for 30 years. I don't know that I wouldn't be this type. But what I find interesting is that people just send these girls money like they're going to get what from it?
banter on social media, I guess, like recognize me. And that's really because don't they like, you know, don't they tag this person and say thank you for the gifts? I would think, you know,
they
and
then do. But like some
they
of
probably
these
get a rise on that out of that. I would think the people that are sending these girls gifts are your I would think, you know, your typical men that are 50 years old living in mom's basement still. I mean, that's the type of people that I feel that are looking at these OnlyFans accounts or maybe not. I don't know. Or just straight creeps.
Could you see doing it, though, if you were a single guy?
No, because I don't see myself ever being single, really. Like, if I didn't have I don't want to toot my own horn here.
No, but I haven't either. But, I mean, right. When you're in between relationships, there is a period,
there's
usually.
There's a downtime, yeah.
There is, where you're not tight. Even if you were seeing someone or just having sex with random girls, you're not with them.
I would never go to the extent of paying money, ever.
So let me
like you've said it to Al before, right? You can just open up your phone and look at nudity on your phone. I mean, like, yes. Like, and you don't have to pay for it. I don't ever see myself paying.
I don't either.
And you know me. I don't pay for anything. I don't pay for Amazon. I don't pay for Netflix.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you would knock at me that when you and Willie were in, that I don't, because you guys wanted to hear a song, and I said I had this pop-ups, and you're like, you don't pay for YouTube?
That I found,
and
I was like, no. That I found absurd.
I don't pay for any of that.
What about Prime?
I use my sister-in-law's account.
Oh, God, you cheap bastard. Why?
Because I don't want to pay for it. That's why.
All right.
Yes, I'm cheap. I'm cheap in that respect.
So this is a conversation Al and I have all the time. You won't pay for the. I'm trying to think what Prime cost. Is it $13 a month? It's not. It's whatever. Or Netflix might be now. I think $27 a month. But let's just go with the $13 a month. For I think Prime is there. Maybe it's a little more. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
When you go out on a Friday night with your wife. Or out with the guys, are you not getting drinks that cost $19
a pop? Oh, yeah, no, I am. Yes.
Isn't the mentality stupid?
I guess, but that's like, more of a social thing.
Yeah,
you know
okay,
what I mean?
Maybe.
You know,
like, but for your $13 or $14 a month to be a Prime member, it's your own account. You get your free shipping. You get to watch. You get the music for free, Amazon Prime Music. You get the video, all the programs they put together for every day for a month, that's you, as opposed to $19 for that drink that's gone in 4 minutes.
Right, but here's the other thing. If I could get the drink for free, I'm getting it. I'm going there. So, like, you know, I get Prime for free.
But
so that's, you know, I'm not paying for it. So if I could go to a place where they're going to give me free drinks, I'm going there instead.
Damn.
Yeah.
Not Netflix. Not, or what about cable? Don't tell me you're stealing it from your parents.
No. Well, cable, no. I pay for, I use Verizon for my
Fios.
Cable. Yeah, Fios, yep.
Okay.
Yep. But so a bare minimum, though.
So how do you get the games?
The games I don't. Well, I just watch. I watch local. I don't go nuts for the.
No. But like, if you want to watch the Knicks on MSG, isn't that?
I buy the Knicks.
So you have the sports package.
Yeah, I do. But I don't have like the NFL ticket or anything.
No,
like
I don't get that anymore.
The baseball
either.
Or anything like that.
I used to. So did I. Yeah. I used to do Red Zone. Not Red Zone. The NFL Sunday Ticket. And when I got the job with Compass Media Networks I cannot believe this is year 15. 2011 was my first year with them. I made sure I continued to have it because I'm like, oh, I'm doing these Cowboy games. And what I realized like 4 years in, which I knew anyway, like the Cowboys were on.
All the time.
Almost, not every week, but if you had 16 games back then, there were at least 9 of them that were on TV, maybe 10 actually. And then I'm sitting there saying, I'm spending $400 for like 5 or 6 games, which by the way, I'm listening to live in my headset, and I'm a part of the broadcast.
Right. Plus, Cowboys always have the Thanksgiving game, so that's one automatic.
Well, that's part of the 9 or 10 that you would get.
Yeah,
so I stopped doing the NFL Sunday Ticket probably, this is year 15, probably 6 or 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. And it is weird when I'm doing a game and I can't see. Like yesterday was one of those games because the Jets and Giants were both on at 1. The Cowboys and Chargers were not on locally in New York. It was weird. But now with social media, you hear a big highlight. It's on Twitter in like literally 3 seconds.
Yep.
And you can see the big play.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm just so busy too. Like I don't sit on the couch anymore and watch football from the moment I get up into to the wee hours of the night. I don't do that anymore. I used to.
Well, when
I
didn't have kids. A fan of who? Giants?
I'm a Giant fan. But when I didn't have kids, and I had nothing else to do, me and my buddies would sit and watch football all damn day. But I don't do that anymore. Like yesterday I was putting in a window. So I wasn't even like really watching.
Real life
game.
Stuff.
Yes.
I remember if you go back to 2004 is when I started doing shows here. I started filling in for Joe, and I've told the story a million times. I really used to enjoy doing a show here or there. And I remember the first full week that Mark and Eric gave me, and it was, you're going to do the overnights. I forget who's anchoring. I really don't remember. But I remember I was so excited to go on Sunday night. I did the Sunday night show and it was amazing. And then Monday night, I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then Wednesday night, I'm getting a little tired of this. Like, it's, you know, all night and you're talking and you got to watch the games. And then I'm going in Wednesday night and I'm like, again? And I remember waking up Thursday morning saying, thank God this is over tonight because I've had enough of this. And it's not doing the shows. It was the watching the games prep that I always, and I'm going back to 2004 and the business has obviously changed, but I remember that was the moment. I remember telling Mark, yeah, I don't think I want to be a host anymore from the standpoint of, I had an infant, my son was just born that year. It was hard to watch everything. And I did not like the feeling of doing a show based on a box score because they knew. The listeners know what you watch and you don't watch. And unlike a lot of guys, I never got tested by callers. Like a lot of new guys, they're doing a show and callers start calling and testing them and their knowledge and what you're watching. I think because I had been at the radio station for 7 years already, covered the Nets, covered the Giants, was in locker rooms, covered the Yankees as a fill-in, did all the, I never got tested, but I did a good handful of shows where I didn't see everything. It's a bad feeling.
Now,
it's
would you,
bad feeling.
If you could revert, knowing now the way it is now, you know, that today's a lot different. You could consume so much in such a little amount of time. Would you, not that you are, but would you consider being a host again now, if living in the day and age that you are now where all the information is that accessible?
I would a sports show, yes.
Okay.
A morning show, no. No, and that's the same thing that goes back to when everything happened with Craig. I'm not a funny person. I know I'm not a funny person. I know what I am.
Well, everybody, enjoy the morning show all week this week with Jerry Reck.
Oh, I can fill in. No, but I like this. I like doing it for a few days, and then that's it. Because then what do you do next week? And the week after that? And the week after that? Nothing organically is funny. I know that. So to me to do that every single day, no thanks.
Who are you with this week? Is it Willie?
Willie most of the time. Okay. I think C-Mac is doing one, and CeeLo is doing one with me.
Got it.
I like popping in and out and doing a show here and there. But ultimately, no. That's just, it's, no. But a regular sports show, yeah. But we don't do that anymore, really.
No.
Now it's got to be a lot of everything else. So if I knew then what I know now, no, I still think, I'll tell you where I probably would have. I might have gone a little bit more into, went after the play-by-play a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of, I didn't. I got lucky, and I've done it for 20 years. But it wasn't my focus.
That's what I love the most.
And
I love play-by-play the most.
Well, is this why we get into the business, though? Is to be at the games and see the games and call the games?
That was my whole goal. And I do it for the Junior Islanders, and I do it for Delphi University, and I love every minute of it.
It's fun.
I've been with the Islanders now 9 years, so it's been a long time that I've been doing it, and I love it.
It's a lot of games.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of games.
50-something games a season or something like that. Well, that's a home and away. I only do the home games, so it's more like 26 or so. 26.
But you multiply that times 9. It's a lot of games.
Yep.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
Now, it really is. It's by far, this is obviously a lot of fun, what we do every day. But when you're talking about sports broadcasting, the idea that, and once Compass Media Network started sending, two things were really cool. When they started sending me out to do NFL games, I don't mean pre and post. That to me is being a host. I can do that in my sleep at this point.
Right.
Going out to do the games, though, in NFL stadiums was just amazing. And that started for me in 16. I did my first one. I did Bills Patriots prior to me getting the Rutgers job. So at that point, the biggest games I had really called were Ivy League games, which was great.
Who did Rutgers prior to you?
Carlin.
Oh, that's right. Okay. He did basketball prior to you.
Only a few years. It was okay. Carlin for a few years. He got the afternoon drive show in Philly, which is why he had to give up the basketball.
Got it.
So prior to that, so then all really within like a year span, Compass Media Network started using me to do NFL games, you know, a couple games a year, nothing crazy, but still pretty awesome. And then I got the job with Rutgers. And now all of a sudden, as cool as Columbia was, doing games at Harvard is neat. And I did get to go to Duke and call a game there with Columbia.
Yeah, it's great. That's
all of a sudden now you're going to Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana, yeah. Ohio. It's just like, wow.
I agree with you on Peikel, by the way. Very good head coach.
Oh, he's...
He was with Stony Brook prior, which is only 10 minutes from my house. We used to go to the games all the time. And he brought him to the tournament. Brought Stony Brook to the tournament.
I know. So. And if NIL didn't hit the way it did, in my opinion, this Rutgers program would be a beast right now. On the track they were on and the way he was building it and the NCAA tournament appearances they had. They had two. It was really three, though, in my opinion, because they had the COVID year where they were absolutely going to the tournament. He had three in a row. This NIL thing is just disgusting.
Well, you hit on it in the warm-up show. You said college sports is gross, and it is.
It's pro sports now.
That's it.
And there's no cap.
That's it. You can't call them student athletes anymore.
They're paid for hire. Now, you can make the case they were, too, with the scholarships, but at least they had to stay a little bit. And if you wanted to leave, you had to sit out a year. I didn't like that. And this portal thing sucks. Now, if you want to give every kid a free transfer, that's fine, especially because the coaches leave. I don't have an issue with this. But I do prep for these games like you do with the hockey. And you know what I see now? Fifth-year senior, fifth team in 5 years.
Yep.
Like, what is this? And every year you're building a new roster.
Well, what they're doing is they take, let's say they're a freshman, they take their contract, let's say it was $800,000 a year, and they have a really good year. Then they're hitting the transfer portal. And they're going to go to the next highest bidder. And that's it. And right, why? So, you know, I don't blame the student. Obviously, I blame the NCAA for making it that way.
So I would ask you this question. If you are a team that, so let's use, I'm not going to use Rutgers as an example.
I can't believe I just called them a student. I don't blame the athlete.
The pro athlete, basically. Yeah. Let's say, for instance, I'll just go with, give me a local, Hofstra.
Yep.
Really solid mid-major. They're having a nice season. Good head coach. All is good. He recruits these kids. And he can pay them. He can actually pay them a little bit of. Let's just say, for argument's sake, their best player is getting $200,000 a year. That's true or not, whatever.
Okay.
And he's got a $1 million budget. Well, when that kid averages 23.5 a season, you're right, he's going to take that and he's going to shop it to the next level. And maybe instead of $200,000, they're going to offer him $500,000. How are you supposed to keep him? How are you supposed to keep him?
Well, you got
to
match him, but you can't. Right. You don't have the funds.
You have
a $1 million limit.
So now let's say you complain. And you basically beg the alumni and for advertising to get more funds in. You know what? We went from $1 million. We got $3 million out of pay these guys. And your new star is not getting $200,000. He's getting $700,000.
Right.
And he goes for 19 a game and he averages 7 assists a game and he's an all conference player. How are you keeping him? Because you know who's going to go grab him? Kentucky.
Yeah.
There's no, unless there's a salary cap. It will never end because the top revenue teams, especially with the NIL and the money that comes in, will always be able to pay.
And I don't think the NCAA cares. I mean, I haven't heard them say anything about it. Have they made any comments about what's going on?
No, I don't think so. But at some point, it's going to have to change because you're very quickly, I think you're going to end up with, I can't speak to football, but I think you're going to end up with basketball programs, those top-end programs. You're gonna talk about teams that have $20-30 million payrolls.
Yeah,
because you already have teams that are in the high teens.
Yep,
which is this is in 3 years.
I know.
Where are we 3 years from now?
I know.
So how are you supposed to compete?
7 years from now? Where are we going to be 10 years from
right.
now?
If you don't have a fan base with deep pockets or have someone come in that's going to donate $100 million to your program, how do you compete with?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can't.
Can't.
You can't.
And everyone wants to kill the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the program. I'm telling you. I know Rutgers knows what they're doing. But it's hard. It's really difficult. So we shall see. All right. I'll get off this. Let's do this one. You mentioned anxiety when you do this shift.
Yeah.
And yes. Sleeping.
Yes. I couldn't sleep. I slept maybe an hour last night.
My question to you is, you wake up early, though, for your business.
I do.
So why would your body be so out of whack that you would sleep through your alarm for
Well,
this?
Not out of whack. I have anxiety about getting here on time, you know, getting here on time and the show itself, especially when you don't do it every day, which I'm a fill-in guy, so I don't do it every day.
Right, but
so,
your regular business.
Yeah, but I own that business.
I know.
So if I overslept, it wouldn't be such a big deal. You know what I mean? I'd show up to the stores late and be like, sorry.
I get that. I would be more concerned if my regular shift, I was waking up at 10 a.m. every day and all of a sudden I got to get up at 2.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
30. For this one. And you drive how far to get here?
Well, no traffic. I'm here in an hour.
An hour?
Yeah, with no traffic. At that time, in the morning when I do drive here, it's an hour. And then going home is about an hour and a half.
Okay.
At this time.
And so a night like last night, you're laying down at what time?
I tried to knock out and go to sleep by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
And you find yourself at what time still staring at the ceiling?
Midnight? Like 11. It was 11. Like 11, 11:30. I change my sleep venue. So I get out of my bed because I'm just like, it's not working
too.
Here.
I know.
And I go down to the couch, you know, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's cooler down here. Because I was like hot and like sweaty. And I'm like, all right. And I slept for an hour on the couch.
An hour.
I slept for an hour last night.
It really is.
And then I got to go coach tonight. I got to coach CYO basketball from 6:30 to 7:30 and then rush home to come back here and do the morning again tomorrow.
Maybe just come here.
Right after CYO basketball.
Kid off and just come in here.
I can't sleep on these makeshift chairs and sofas and all that over here. I can't.
It's not easy.
No, I'm not.
But
I'm
I also have it. The key to Boomer's office. So
yeah,
it's a little different.
Yeah. Still, even though it's not even his office anymore?
What do you mean?
Didn't they say he doesn't have an office?
Oh, did they take it out?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Okay. I haven't needed it in a while.
Okay.
I'll have to figure that out. But there's no one here anyway.
Yeah, nope.
So at this point, if I do have to take a nap, there's plenty of places I can go find. Holidays. So it's Monday. It's December 22nd.
Can't stand them. Get rid of them. Get them over with. Let me continue with what I got to do. I got so much on my mind right now.
It'd be nice to be your kid. What are you?
I don't portray how I feel to him, but yes, that's the way I feel. It's like, get it over with, man.
Is there any part of it you like?
No, not at all. Really? It's a myriad.
Even as a dad?
What's that? So I love the Christmas morning thing. You know, with the kids and everything like that. But other than that, no, get it over with. Another thing is, too, all my family's gone. You know, I don't have any family left, really. It's just my in-laws, pretty much. You know, her side of of the family we hang out with. Which is all cool, but it's not my family, you know?
No siblings?
No, I have a half-sister that I haven't spoken to in about 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's different.
Yes.
So it really is about your kids, then?
Yes. Yeah, and my parents passed when I was young.
I didn't know that.
My aunt was I was really close with, but then she wouldn't let me in her house during COVID. So then that was that. So there you go. Because she was one of those COVID nuts.
Okay.
So I was really close with her. She was my father's sister, and then she wouldn't let me in her house during COVID. So I was like, all right, screw you.
And you haven't spoken to her since?
No, I speak to her, but it's very on the surface now. Wasn't like it was, you know?
Wow. So there's no, all right, what about your wife? Is she into the holidays?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. As soon as Thanksgiving hits, Christmas music on the radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We got the elf on the shelf. We got the house decorated, you know, all that. So not only that, I'm going through a kitchen renovation and she's busting my chops that I got to get the damn Christmas lights on the house. I'm like, are you serious this year with everything going on and what I'm doing? I got to put Christmas lights on the damn house. I did. I put half of them up. I didn't put them all up.
How are you with the renovation going? Is it done?
So the incompetency of the professionals is what's screwing me right now, to be honest with you. A couple cabinets came in wrong, and so I'm waiting on those. But other than that, it's been pretty smooth. And the gas company was waiting on the permits from the town because I'm putting in propane to fuel the cooktop, the dryer, and the fireplace. So they filed the permits. So they said it would take 2 to 4 weeks. I call them like 3 weeks later. Hey, guys, just checking in on the permits. Oh, you know, we haven't heard back from the fire marshal yet. All right, once we hear back, we'll let you know. Okay, great. Another 2 weeks goes by.
Jesus.
Thanksgiving goes by. That Monday, I call them. Oh, we still haven't heard anything from the fire marshal. I brought my ass right to the fire marshal office.
Did you really?
Yeah. Enough's enough. I went there, and I walk in there, and the secretary's like, oh, your address? I tell her my address. And then she's like, oh, I've had your paperwork on the desk for the last 2 weeks. I've been trying to call your gas company to let them know to come pick it up. I go, well, someone's lying here. So then I call the gas company. I go, listen, I wasn't pissed before. Now I'm pissed. You telling me I could have had gas in my house and everything set up 2 weeks ago,
right,
and you guys aren't returning calls from the fire marshal? So the guy's like, oh, I'll call you right back. He was like a little flustered. He didn't call me back. I had to call him back the next day.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, we got you on the schedule day after Christmas. So I'm getting my propane installed the day after Christmas. So
it does suck. I mean, people just don't do their
It's just amazing to me. It's amazing. And they're probably getting paid good money.
I'm sure they are.
The fire marshal of the town is probably making really good money.
Well, if it was their fault, it sounds like it's the gas company's fault.
It sounds like
it. Or maybe both.
There's a disconnect from a communication standpoint here.
It is.
And I'm the victim of it. Meanwhile, I've been GCing this damn thing, and I, knock on wood, I haven't made a single damn mistake during this whole renovation.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. And the window came in yesterday, so I popped the window. Well, it came in Friday, but I popped the window in yesterday over the sink. So.
Good for you.
Yes.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there, and the wife will be very happy for the time being.
It's good to be able to do things yourself. I wish I had the ability and the know-how to do those things. I can do some things.
I know, you've said it. Yeah.
I can't. I couldn't renovate a kitchen unless you gave me 4 years to figure
it
out.
Well, I'm doing all the carpentry work, and I'm subbing everything out. Like, I'm not doing the plumbing and the electrical and all that, but I'm subbing all the other stuff out, and I'm doing all the carpentry work. And I got somebody, a professional cabinet installer. I could do it, but he would do it way faster than me.
For sure, for sure.
So he's installing the cabinets.
But you still probably saved a boatload of money by doing a lot yourself.
I talked to my wife about it. I probably saved about $20,000 out of the whole process.
That's pretty good.
I would think.
That's pretty good.
Somewhere around there, $15,000 to $20,000.
Not bad.
So,
not
yeah.
Not bad. All right, well done.
Thanks.
I'd say Merry Christmas, but that's going to fall on deaf ears.
Oh, God, no.
So, but you're back tomorrow morning anyway,
I'm
right?
Back.
All right, so I think it's me and Willie Colon tomorrow.
Okay.
Is there a warm-up show? I don't even know. Is there a warm-up show tomorrow?
You would know better than me.
I ain't doing it.
Okay, so then I guess not.
I don't know. I honestly have no. I don't know if CeeLo's doing it with maybe Fliegelman.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
You know what? That's probably more like.
All right, guys, so here's the deal. We think CeeLo and Fliegelman tomorrow morning at 5, we think. If not, it'll be me and Colon at 6 with Rascona and Fliegelman in the control room and CeeLo handling my job. So that'll be that. You got the Sia, and we will talk to you guys on Tuesday.
Saul!
For the first time ever in L.A., the icons of FC Barcelona and Real Madrid take the pitch at BMO Stadium.
Ronaldinho! La pura magia!
Witness Ronaldinho and the FC Barcelona legends live in Los Angeles. Watch the Legend Series, FC Barcelona versus Real Madrid, live in L.A. on February 22nd at BMO Stadium. For tickets and exclusives, go to wearehouseofheroes.com.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.